It's been 2 months since the coal company Black Jewel filed for bankruptcy, putting hundreds of miners out of work. In Kentucky, some have blocked a coal train in protest. In Wyoming, the hardship is a moment of reckoning for one town that relies heavily on coal production. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
Oh, stop it!
Darlene Ray calms down her three dogs outside Gillette, Wyoming, which calls itself the energy capital of the U.S. Until 2 months ago, Ray worked in Black Jewel's warehouse, writing invoices, finding parts. But since the coal company's abrupt bankruptcy, she's been stuck looking for work.
Every day, you keep waiting and wondering if somebody's going to call you, if somebody's going to set you up an interview, you know, and there's nothing.
Ray has a medically retired husband and a mortgage. Worst comes to worst, she'll have to sell the house and move, a tough option with grandkids nearby. Ray says her positivity is fading with each passing day of a particularly prolonged bankruptcy.
I didn't think it was going to be this long, seriously.
Gillette is used to bankruptcies. Black Jewel is the third one in Wyoming this year. But this one is more dramatic. Paychecks went unpaid, a CEO was pushed out, and most importantly, the gates of the mines here were locked, stopping coal production. Miners say that just doesn't happen. The move left 600 people out of work in the town. In 2 months, only a quarter of workers have found jobs, according to local management. Ty Cordingly is one of them. At a diner in Gillette, he says he's lucky.
I got some co-workers that have had to go to Nevada, Montana, South Carolina, you know, Arizona, when there's not very many jobs. Our entire community is based around the energy industries.
The town isn't just losing people, but money, too. Black Jewel owes the county $37 million, funds that support not only local services, but state education. It's left local vendors unpaid. The company even owes the federal government more than $60 million. Accordingly thinks Wyoming relies too much on energy.
This isn't a story about one individual or one generation. The state has always just counted on us being the cash cow for the state of Wyoming, and they didn't have to do any planning, because the oil kept flowing and the trains kept rolling out with coal on it.
Over the past year, Campbell County produced the most tax revenue for the state. Oil and gas is certainly still flowing, but coal isn't having as much luck.
It's the stone age of fossil fuels, coal is. It's done.
That's Bill Fortner, who's driving me to his regular diner. His ancestors homesteaded here 4 generations ago. Fortner is a staunch Republican who's mined coal for much of his life. He says President Trump has been the best shot coal has had, but it hasn't been enough. Production in the Powder River Basin has declined by a third in the past decade. Fortner says the area needs to adapt, quick.
Otherwise, we're going to be sitting here looking at another ghost town.
Local leaders say Gillette is already taking steps to diversify its economy. The future is still uncertain for Black Jewel's two mines. The former owner says it plans to buy them back, but would only keep them open for the short term. For NPR News, I'm Cooper McKim in Gillette, Wyoming.